They're like working on that. So you basically can only catch it in Austin.
Can't check it, yeah. But you do have a website, right?
Yeah, actually I have a couple, but the easiest one is www.djchickenjaws.com.
People can find what you're doing.
Right, and then there's also a site, Parakatachi. That's the other guys that I
You're going to have to spell that, homeboy.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Go to solargrooves.com and there's a link to
Yes, we do have a link to that.
Yeah.
The Parakatachi
DJ Collective.
Nice.
Right.
All right, Chicken George.
That's a whole nother show, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a whole nother show.
No doubt. Chicken George was in the mix tonight. Thanks for coming through, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, it feels good to be back after like 8 months, I think. Yes. The last time I did a mix was in March. So.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
But you're coming back, so that's a good thing.
All the time.
You've been listening to Solar Grooves. DJ Chicken George was in the mix. We're going to close it out. Jim Carper and the crew was coming up with After Hours right here on KPFT. Pacifica Radio in Houston, Texas. I'm DJ Son on behalf of Suma, Melodic, the whole crew, Chicken George. Also want to thank Nappy G. We've been Solar Grooves. You can check out the playlist. I just finished it. Going to put it on at solargrooves.com, S-O-U-L-A-R, grooves.com. Go check that out.
People. The attacks on two separate locations in Gaza came a short time after the end of a meeting between the Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and senior military officials to decide on Israel's response to the Haifa bombing. Our correspondent James Rogers is in Gaza.
Israeli helicopters moved in over Gaza City shortly after midnight local time. They fired two missiles. The target of the attack was the house of a member of the armed wing of the militant group Hamas. Witnesses say that while the house suffered massive damage, it was empty at the time and no one was injured. A second strike was launched on a house in the Al-Burej refugee camp in the middle of the Gaza Strip. Reports from the scene say that four suspected militants who were in the area fled after a first missile was fired. Three more missiles followed, but there are no reports of casualties.
The Haifa attack drew widespread condemnation. President Bush called it a despicable act, which underlined the need for the Palestinian leadership to combat terrorism. The British Prime Minister Tony Blair said such attacks did not serve the interests of the Palestinian people. At the European Union summit in Rome, Spain called for a single United Nations resolution to get the Middle East peace process back on track. The former British Cabinet Minister Robin Cook, who resigned from the government shortly before the US-led invasion of Iraq, has said he believes the Prime Minister Tony Blair acknowledged before the conflict that Saddam Hussein did not have usable weapons of mass destruction. In extracts from his diaries published today, Mr. Cook says that in conversation just weeks before the war began, Mr. Blair made no attempt to oppose the view that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction designed for strategic use against city populations. The Prime Minister's office has dismissed Mr. Cook's remarks as absurd, saying Mr. Blair's views have been consistent throughout. You're listening to the news from the BBC in London. Voting's taking place in presidential elections in the Russian Republic of Chechnya. It's the first election there since 1997, and a key part of Moscow's plans to bring peace to the troubled region. Tens of thousands of Russian troops remain in Chechnya. Steve Rosenberg reports from neighboring Ingushetia.
Moscow says this election is both free and fair and an important step on the road to bringing peace to Chechnya. But human rights campaigners in Russia and abroad have denounced it as a farce, and they've accused the Kremlin of trying to fix the result. In the run-up to the poll, three of the main contenders either withdrew or were struck off the ballot, leaving the way clear for the Kremlin's favoured candidate, Ahmad Kadyrov. He's the man who was appointed by Vladimir Putin 3 years ago to run Chechnya.
Police women are going back on the streets in Iran today for the first time since the Islamic Revolution of 1979. More than 200 women graduated from police training college on Saturday at a ceremony attended by President Khatami. In line with Iran's strict dress code, the graduates wore traditional Islamic outfits, covering them from head to toe. But they're expected to wear loose coats and trousers while out on patrol. A BBC correspondent in Tehran says one reason the government decided to recruit police women is because more crimes are being committed by females. More than 1,000 people have marched through the Angolan capital Luanda to demand that elections be held next year. Marchers shouted slogans such as "Down with dictatorship," "Out with the ruling MPA," and "Down with corruption." This report from Zoe Eisenstein in Luanda.
Men, women and youths danced and sang down the streets of Luanda in the country's biggest show of discontent since a peace accord ending a 27-year civil war was signed in April last year. The core reason for their protest came down to their demand for government to set a date for all-party elections, the first in more than a decade. President José Eduardo dos Santos has said it would take 2 years to prepare the country for a ballot, but still hasn't set a date. The former rebel movement and now largest opposition party, UNITA, says it wants the elections to be held in 2005.
The official news agency in Oman has announced the results of the first election in which all citizens over the age of 21 were allowed to vote. Correspondents say there's been little change in the political makeup of the 83-member lower house or Majlis Consultative Council, with tribal loyalties again determining the popularity of candidates. Only two women were elected, despite efforts by the authorities to encourage more women both to stand as candidates and to participate in the ballot. BBC News.
I'm The following program contains subject matter of a mature nature. Listener discretion is advised. And at this point, you would normally hear the humping on a bed and, oh, Frank. Come on. Yes. Hold on. We need at least that part.
Oh, Frank.
There we go. You are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude here on KPFT Houston. 89.5
down there in Galveston.
Yeah, except my needles are not moving. I mean, I sound like
your needles are not moving?
I sound like I'm screaming in my own ear. And the board is barely vibrating on me. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I am Chris Harrison. I'm sitting in for Jimmy, who may or may not be joining us later. He's
getting another one of these Gayest Man in America awards or something like that.
He's ending his reign as prince and becoming a baron.
Oh.
Something like that.
I thought he was a queen.
I know. He's
yeah, well, he is the gayest man in America, after all.
I think he's becoming Baron Scuffed Knees. The opening song you heard was Boys Like Me, and that was by the Frustrated Housewives. The CD is Boys Like Me, and the song is I Know What Boys Like. And it's an interesting little ditty. They've got another version that I've got to hear. It's I Know What Boys Like. It's the Tired Ass Dance Mix. So, Jimmy Vaughn is here with us. And the first half is Gigi with Binet. Let me see here. Jimmy was he gave me all these things, like items to promote. And so let me run through a few things.
It's the opening we can't find.
Yeah. He put the CD of what I was supposed to play, and it just this
with a bright pink note.
Bright pink opening song, track 4. And it's like okay, I guess I'm 12 now, because I was going. It's October, so it's like I need to play Texas Chainsaw Manicure.
Why don't you turn the pot up and your headphones down? There you go.
Oh. Cool.
Hey, that's how that works.
There we go.
Better?
Can you hear me now? Okay.
A little louder.
There we go. I'm sorry. I guess hip-hop turns you deaf. They had it the other way around. Yeah. A few things we're going to put in your ear first, and then we're going to turn it over to Gigi and the gang.
Actually, Mark, he wants to do a quick introduction and then another piece of music, if that's possible.
So I'll let you choose some music there, because I'll have to read these things here. Mark your calendars, buy your tickets, and plan on attending one of the best parties of the year. A Sisters invites all to their annual fundraiser, Decadent Dessert Extravaganza. And that is on Sunday. I have to do it. It's required. October 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Meteor, 2306 Genesee at Fairview. At the door, it'll be $25. You can gorge yourself on decadent desserts and delicious horse d'ovaries created for us by local restaurant chefs.
Crusty ovaries?
Yes. Well, hors d'oeuvres for the educated bunch. Once again, that's at 4 p.m. at Meteor, and that's a benefit for Assisters. The PFLAG October meeting, top scholarships recipient to speak, will be also on Sunday.
Sunday.
From 2 to 4:30, so you can go there before you go off to the decadent desserts. The October 5th meeting will feature two PFLAG Hatch scholarship recipients, Jesus Perez and Jason Brawler. I'm going to guess that. Jason is graduating from Loyola University, and Jesus is the first applicant to receive his scholarship, and he graduated from U of H. And that's going to be at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, Jones Building. And that's parking is available at Bins between Fannin and San Jacinto. For more information on PFLAG, you can check them out on the web at pflaghouston.org. And the PFLAG helpline, if you want a question to that, is 713-46-PFLAG.
Fabulous. No. Read it as
It is.
Well,
huh?
Oh yes. Let's all be quiet while Chris reads.
Talk amongst yourself.
Talking about how the Holy Roman Empire was now the Holy Roman.
They're still finalizing the fall Pansy Division tour, and hopefully we'll be hearing back from them soon. Is this saying they're going to be here in October 7th?
I've read, yes, that they are on tour. So.
In the meantime, Lewis's other band, the Plus Ones, and Patrick's other band, Dirty Power, are currently on tour. So Dirty Power, which I guess is made up of someone from Pansy Division, is going to be at Fitzgerald's on the 7th. Show up at Fitzgerald's and tell us who showed up there.
They probably won't be camped out on Carper's floor this time. I think they're successful enough to actually get a room now.
Oh, Pansy Division? Still remember when they showed up here with a cooler of beer. And
yeah, I know. And the van that barely made it here. It was running on fumes and everything. It was great. Oh, yes, the good old days when they, you know, the struggling.
Yeah, holding it together with struggling arms. Holding hands.
Yep. It's October, time for the annual award ceremony organized entirely by the Hatch Youth to honor outstanding contributions to Houston's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered community in the last year and to recognize their own members for various accomplishments. The awards will be on October 10th, and the one award is the Trish Morgan Coldoni Award, named after one of the founders of Hatch, and the Kevin Davidson Award, named for a former president of Hatch. And
October 10th, that's like next Friday, right?
Mm-hmm, and it doesn't... for more information on the Hatch event, for location and additional information, call DL Deb Murphy at 713-529-3590. And that's where they'll direct you towards that event. The Houston Women's Festival is coming up at the end of the month, and that is on Saturday, October 25th, noon to 10. It is the 9th annual, and it's being held downtown now at Jones Plaza in the Theater District. And we'll probably talk about a little bit more about that later on. It's going to be open, rain or shine. And for more information, check them out on the web at hwfestival.org. Or you can call 713-861-3316. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to sit the rest of the while for a little bit. And Gigi...
Now he turns on the mic as soon as...
Well, I wanted to get Gigi's attention to make sure that Gigi knew I was putting on her mic. And it is...
Well, hello.
Hello. I did forget to mention this at the beginning. This is the October 4th edition of After Hours. I worked on the introduction the whole way, and I got here and I got blown out of the water with...
With not finding the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we tried.
So this is the October 4th. It is the first... Saturday of the month, which means we have Binet on first, and After Hours News and Views Magazine, which is kind of be round table tonight. And then we are probably going to QMZ it on the way out. So, okay. And if Jimmy does,
and nobody said hello, Houston.
Yeah, this isn't the big faggy voice. This is the big fag with a voice. So. Little bit different.
Ah, yes.
So, we're going to let Gigi introduce her guests, okay, and then you wanted to go to music after.
Yes, and before we introduce our guests, for those that missed us at the beginning of September, that was because we traded off to do the North American Bisexual Conference, which happened August 20-something till the 25th, I think, somewhere around there. Oh, I'm on now. On my headset.
I'm sorry about that. It's
so anyway, but this what we did at the conference, and I talked a little bit about it when we even interviewed a guest from the conference who was with Body Electric and did the pre-conference institute on erotic touch. Of course, I was there. Baby. And it was good. I got touched everywhere, and I got to touch everywhere, and oh, it's awesome. But anyway, I want to introduce our guests because they are with Body Electric to do a little bit on what Body Electric is all about. We have Robert and Reedy. Ah, yes, I got it right. Okay, I'm a dizzy blonde. But anyway, for those that did miss us last Saturday, I mean last September, first Saturday, the conference was awesome. You know, I'm still flying high from it. It was just one of those recharge your batteries kind of things where you just get down and talk to people and connect with people and just get that bi-energy flowing. And one of the things that happened after the conference, which we actually at the conference, we had a senator come and talk as one of the keynote speakers. Well, after the conference, the